We're learning in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, which is entitled Seder Masu Matan, discusses how a person is supposed to behave outside of Shul. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of the Rambam, the famous Rambam, that says, "V'hanhagus Adam Sarchlios Hakol Bederech Emtsoi," that it's necessary that a person should take everything in moderation. Whatever mida, whatever character, whatever focus we're discussing, everything has to be in moderation. Rak, except for the following two things. Gaiva, vakas. When it comes to a person who is tempted becoming a bal gaiva, haughty, or someone who has kas, anger, yisrachik mehen ad kotza ha'acharon. The Rambam says that a person has to distance themselves as much as possible from these two negative traits. So, Kamo Shomer HaTana, as it's recited by the Tana, Ma'od Ma'od HaVishafal Ruach, a person should be extremely humble in spirit, Bechein Bekas, his hero Chachmin Uzal, Harbi Aleha, as well as our Chachamim, numerous places. Focus on the importance of distancing oneself from that meat as well. The Piskei Tshuvos discusses this at greater length and says, quoting the words of the Smag, that this is actually one of the mitzvos losase, even though the Rambam doesn't hold like this, but nonetheless, he's of the opinion that gaiva, a person who is haughty, violates an actual mitzvah losase. As the Pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Baram levavcha v'shachachtos Hashem Elokecha, that a person, by becoming a bal gaiva, by becoming haughty, will end up forgetting Hashem. V'chazal ginu ma'od es midas ha-gaiva she'en ha-kadosh baruch hu soivlo ki'ilu v'vodazorah v'kofer ikar. A lot of terrible things will occur to a person who is haughty, that Hashem does not want to have a relationship, to the point that it's as though you are an idol worshiper, ultimately leading you to Gehenna. V'chein yehe adam rach kikana ve'al yehi koshik erez. The Gemara in Tainus says that the nature a person should be like is that of a reed, which is very soft, which is flexible, it bends with the wind. Now, the kashik eres, one should not be hard and stubborn like the tree of cedar. Yichabin l'kol mishur l'chavdo, rather a person should honor those who deserve such honor. Person should not be a bal gaiva because you perform many mitzvahs. So what? Who says that makes you necessarily a better person than someone else? Maybe you have a better education, better background. So the fact that you've done mitzvahs does not give you the opportunity or the warrant you the right to be a bal gaiva. Lo yachzer acher hagadula v'imzachol kesher shel Torah al yisgod. A person should not go after greatness, but if it's something which person does have, then you should not let it get to your head. So much so that he says, "Kmima shigadul also biyoser yinahig atzmo ba'anava biyoser." The greater your position you're in, the more cautious you have to be about the potential becoming a larger, a greater bal gaiva. Therefore, one has to be even more humble than someone who does not have such a position. And he says, "Yedaber benachas l'choladam l'choleis." You should therefore, a trick of being not a bal gaiva, not being haughty, try to speak nicely to people all the time, to all people. Uv open ze yisrachik mimidas ha-gaiva ad kotzo ha-charon, which is what the Rambam said. You have to distance yourself all the way. Ad shal yishar bo shum rosha mimena. Until there's absolutely none of it found within you at all. Even though the Gemara in Sota says the Talmud Chacham tzarech sheha bo shminis shemishminis, that at least one should have some level of gaiva, namely 1/64th or an eighth of an eighth, which is 1/64th. And the Gemara over there derives this from Har Sinai, which was 500 amos, and Torah is given on it, as opposed to on a much larger mountain, which was 32,000 amos. So breaking that fraction down a little bit becomes 1/64th. And therefore, the Mefarshim explain that the Torah was not given on the ground. If the Torah was supposed to be humble, so then Hashem should give the Torah on the ground. And therefore, that's the reason why a person could at least have maybe some level of haughtiness, of gaiva, shmina, 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 164th. But the Rambam, who says not at all, is concerned because 164th is not a whole lot. And if you want to start thinking, oh, this is my 164th, probably way above that that fraction, above that percentage. Now, when it discusses kas, a couple more minutes, we'll talk about kas. The Himida Ra'ah Ad Ma'od, it's brought down that in the Piskei Tshuvos is obviously a terrible trait. Mulvan She'en Mimenu Shum Toelas. He says, quoting the Gemara in Kedushin, that a person who gets angry, it really has no benefit, doesn't serve any purpose. And the language of the Gemara in Kedushin at the end of the first chapter says, Ragzin lo also be yadu elo ragzinusa. If a person is angry, all you have in your hands is that anger, which means you're not going to accomplish any more by you having this negative trait. It's just going to get you angry. That's all you're going to have. It's not going to be beneficial. In fact, it's going to be something which will take away from many things of yourself, such as chachmaso nistalekas mimenu mishkach talmudu amosif tipshus. A person who gets angry, they're unable to, their knowledge that they had becomes forgotten, because the way that someone who's angry behaves is that they're not thinking rationally. Even someone who has been reached a very lofty position, unfortunately, if they are a Baal Kas, then that person, unfortunately, will be dropped to a much lower madrega. Maybe Averos, Kalos, Lechamuros, Akmin, Mimenu, Esachuva. A person who's angry, at the moment of your anger, you're unable to do tshuva as you should. So in this, the Piskei Tshuvos then asks a question. He says, but we know that there are times when a person is allowed to get angry. As Chazal tell us, that it's permitted, if you see someone in your house or out of your home that you can possibly positively influence, so by doing so, by getting angry, by saying, how could you do this? And you're showing your anger, so that's a way that possibly they'll do tshuva. So therefore, how could it be that we're being taught that a person has to distance themselves from kas to the point that they can't have any of it? So it's interesting what the Sivrei Musar say. This is brought down more than just a couple years ago. And this is, you know, although more the more modern psychologists and whatnot say this, this is actually attributed to Sfarim many years before they ever were around. It says as follows. It's brought down in Sifri Moser, Shesh L'ma'at Bezeh, Kilo Hetiru Chazal El Haros Kilo Kos, Achas Mamish Mandaka Shemei. Even though it says that you can do something to incite, to show that person how bad what you're doing, that they'll do tshuva, doesn't mean you're allowed to be angry. You're only to give the appearance as though you're angry, which means you have to be a good actor, as though you're upset. How could you do this? But you're not allowed, even in that situation, actually to get angry. Because if your person is angry, then probably you're not going to be rebuking that person the way that they should be rebuked. Two more minutes. We'll finish up. V'chein mavin b'shem ha'arizal. The Arizal says, shehichmer v'hizir ma'od al hakas yosem yikol. He says that when it comes to all different things that you should focus on distancing yourself from getting angry more than any other of the midos, says the Arizal. V'hizir, and he himself was very cautious, shalichos klal, that you would never, ever find a time that he would have been angry. V'hizir as gnus hakas, kib od sheshar averos, umidos v'gunos, pogmin aver echot. Hakas, Shabogemus Bechol Neshama. He says the difference between this meat and other averas that you do an avera, it only affects a small part of your body. You performed a certain thing, it affects it for a small period of time. But when you get angry, it's something which affects your entire neshama, your entire being. And therefore, that's something which will have a negative effect on your whole self. Therefore, you certainly should distance yourself from it. Even a person who did tremendous acts of chesed and mitzvos in their day, is considered all lost. If a person has this level of anger, if he sha'osa ha'neshama she'asasa, kol masim tovim nischalfa b'tuma. Because everything that you've done, the neshama that you built up, unfortunately, by you getting angry, you cause it to be tainted with this level of anger, and therefore it turns into tuma. Therefore, because of this, as the Rambam cited, your person should focus on moderation in all things, with the exclusion of gaiva, haughtiness, and kas, anger.